Welcome back to Agriculture Today. Eric Atkinson here, and once more on today's broadcast, we're going over the newly released numbers fresh out from the Kansas Farm Management Association on net farm income in 2016. As again, we're joined here in studio by the executive director of the association, Kevin Herbel, along with six of the economists from the association around Kansas. And as we've been working our way around the table, we're now to a look at the indicators out of north central Kansas, where Will Feldkamp serves as the association's extension economist there. And as the report reads, Will, the net farm income average for your producers in the north central part of the state, right around $34,000 this past year. Is that a product of yield largely, cost management as well? What?
Mostly yield, yes. We saw tremendous yields in north central Kansas, and especially on the soybeans. Our costs actually did go up about $10,000 per farm. Of course, that could be a result of an increase in acreage as well, you know, as farms get larger. I look back on the numbers just because I was curious about what the value of farm production was in 2015 compared to 16, which is something I hadn't done before. So corn was up about $5,000, milo was down $18,000, and like I said, the big jump was soybeans, which went from $85,000 in value produced to $149,000. Wheat was down about $9,000. Livestock was actually about the same. Our government payments were up just a tick, not anywhere near what Southwest got. I think we were at $24,000, but the rest of that miscellaneous income was actually down on our farms, which would be machine hire, the government payments, hedging income, that type of stuff.
So you look at the improvement over 2015 from $12,000 up to $34,000 on average. Does that suggest that your producers, in a very broad sense, are on the rebound and heading into pretty solid territory?
I think it was just an anomaly with the yields we had last year. If you would have asked me at the beginning of 16, you know, based on what our income was in 15, I would have thought we probably would have broke even at best. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not overly optimistic that we're going to be able to repeat those types of yields this year. You know, 60, 70 bushel wheat. I think we had 55 bushel average soybeans. And, you know, I don't see the price getting a lot better. So thanks for the good year. You know, we're pleasantly surprised, but
you would hope for a repeat this year.
I would take that again looking at it right now.
Well, lastly, we'll bring in from Southeast Kansas the longtime extension economist with the association there, Jim Huska. Jim, taking a look at the number for Southeast Kansas, this is the winner as far as the high net farm income in the state, $109,000 and change. So what happened to cause that significant jump from $18,000 the previous year?
Well, like a lot of them, the increased bean yields, of course, being a little heavier in bean acres in our part of the state, that made a big difference. Our non-livestock income and revenue produced in general was up about $70,000, you know, from the year before. And the livestock income also had a rebound this year. It was actually up about 38% or about $35,000. So kind of both of those combined, I kind of called the year in general just a nice rebound, but we're not sure we can keep this up for this year. I think the producers realize we were a little bit lucky in getting those kind of yields last year. The bean price actually increased too, which had a multiplying effect. Corn yields were very level. Our expense was just slightly up a little bit too per farm, but actually some of that might relates to livestock, but the detailed cost on our crop cost was actually down about 5%. Our depreciation actually was down a fraction, but I looked back and that was the first year in 13 years we didn't have an increase in depreciation. So I think the producers have backed off a little bit on their equipment purchases, and the $15,000 or so of net income we had the year before in 2015, I think, woke a lot of people up. And maybe every once in a while, every generation needs to have a little wake up and realize that it's not as easy as it seemed to be there the last several years before the last couple. So
you're attributing at least part of the improvement to tighter management or more prudent
management, a little
as
bit,
opposed to just the fortunes of better yields. And so.
Yeah, and then the fertilizer costs come down. Fuel continued down a little bit, so that helped people out. But then we're like everybody else. We have a bottom quartile of negative income farms, and you know they're the ones you're concerned about the most. Hopefully they can have a little bit of a turnaround where they can at least, you know, kind of tread water, like some of them have said, to stay in business.
Well, we've heard from all the area economists. Kevin, we'll wrap this up by asking you to give your summary thoughts on where we are currently in 2017. And again, there are some clear concerns out there. There are some positives that may develop, and there's a lot of unknown involved in all of this, weather and otherwise. How do you take it as far as the status of Kansas farms and ranches coming out of 16 and moving into the latter half now of 17?
Certainly, as we look at where things stand currently, and even just listening to all of the discussion here today, as we looked at the different areas and the variation even of what things looked like and the financial position and the things that impacted the year. And I think as we look at addressing what's ahead in 2017, taking a critical look at working capital position, at what is that current financial position on the farm, not only for the financial needs of this year remaining, but even a little farther ahead than that, and see where some changes may need to be made relative to changes in debt structure. Certainly making sure that we're assessing very closely what expenses are being adjusted and where we can make adjustments that are wise relative to improved management on the farm.
Once more, this report is available for review. It is regarded as a barometer of the state of the farm economy in Kansas. It's posted, Kevin, in closing, on agmanager.info.
Yes, the executive summary, which has just been released, is posted on agmanager.info. Along with that, many of the numbers for 2016 from the whole farm level and different aspects of looking at that, as well as our enterprise summary numbers posted to Ag Manager for people to be able to look at, compare with, to assess the financial position, assess where they're at on their individual operations.
And, of course, you can learn more about the Kansas Farm Management Association and its services in total at agmanager.info as well. We thank all of you for joining us today and working through all of these numbers and what they indicate to us about the relative economic health of the Kansas farm economy. From the Kansas Farm Management Association at Kansas State University, its Executive Director, Kevin Herbel, along with the area economists serving the KFMA in Northeast Kansas, Craig Althauser, in Southwest Kansas, Sandy Myers, Northwest Kansas, Mark Wood, South Central Kansas, Brian Manny, from North Central Kansas, Will Feldkamp, and from Southeast Kansas, Jim Huska. You're listening to Agriculture Today.